Joel Covell, a former Green Party candidate for the U.S. Senate in New York, holds the opinion that the capitalist economy fosters ecological destruction, that it cannot be reformed and must be eliminated.
I do think that we're looking ahead for a tremendous period of suffering and upheaval, and with a huge destruction of much of civilization. I think that there's a chance that human beings can survive and rebuild their world and learn from this. I hope that I'm wrong in the first. I hope that we figure it out before the calamities occur. But you can be critical of science. It's terrible the way climate skepticism has taken the reins in many points. It's understandable because as the stakes become higher, the bourgeoisie pulls its stops out and you have their paid intellectuals and press and all that media and casting doubt upon the climate hypothesis. But if you study it, and just taking climate now, there's nothing fundamental that's been disproven about that. And clearly we're headed towards huge trouble.
There is, continues Joel Covell, a new movement afoot called eco-socialism, the goals of which is to accelerate the demise of the capitalist system and develop more humane and sustainable alternatives.
The one thing we don't want is a kind of privileged position. And that's why it's terribly important to have both eco-feminist and also indigenous perspectives that are not just tokenized. I'll be going to Detroit Social Forum next month and trying to participate in the construction of something we call the Eco-Socialist International Network. And that's nothing more and nothing less than people who agree that we need a way of life beyond capitalism. It doesn't commit you to, you know, whether you're a Marxist or a Trotskyist or indigenous or what have you, but we cannot survive if we have a society that's predicated on continuous growth of the productive forces. We're already seeing the planet come apart because of that.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.